So.
Hare Krishna. Kuviratma jobata moje vayatavat tvaya mochito bhakti bhajo kritocha tata prema bhaktin svakame prayacha namo kshegrahome stidamodareha. O Lord Damodar, just as the two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalukuvara, were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you, in your form as a baby tied with a rope to a wooden grinding mortar, in the same way, please give to me your own prema bhakti. I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation. This is, of course, relating, this prayer is relating to something wonderful which happened. Nala Kuvera and Manigriva had been grossly sinful and therefore cursed. They were cursed to become trees, which was good for them to you know, get away with these sinful reactions. And they were afterwards asking for pardon, and Narada Muni pardoned them. He said, you must be born as trees, but trees in the house of Gopal. Just before the palace of Nanda Maharaj, there's a big road which goes through the whole village of Vrindavan, and then a path goes up to Nandagram. It's like a road which can be passed with a bullock cart, and just before the property of Nanda Maharaj starts, there are these two twin Arjuna trees, who were these two cursed demigods, Nala Kuvera, Manigriva. So when, after Krishna had stolen this butter, Mother Yashoda first wanted to beat him. Actually, she didn't want to beat him. She wanted to show him the stick so that he would understand that if I do this again, there will be severe punishment. But when she saw that he was so afraid, then she threw away the stick. And then Krishna started to argue with her. Why are you so angry at me? And Yashoda said, although you come from a respectable family, you behave like a monkey. You steal butter like an ordinary thief. Then Krishna said, then if I'm a monkey, let me leave home and join the monkeys in the forest. Yashoda said, my God, he wants to leave home and join the monkeys in the forest. This is too much. What will he not do? Therefore, I must bind him that he cannot escape. That was the reason why she took the idea that this rope must be used. And she bound him. And when he was tied to the mortar, Krishna thought, this is too much. Mother has bound me. Now I really will show some mischief. So he pulled the mortar and went towards the exit of the house. Not the house, it's not just a house, it's a property, it's an estate. And his eyes fell on these two trees, Nala Kuvera, Manigriva. And he thought, actually I have nothing to do with these two. He could see through the bark, if you so want, through the tree, and understood these are two cursed demigods. And he thought, I have nothing to do with them. because they have not shown any bhakti for me. So, but then he remembered, my great devotee Narada Muni, he has actually told them that they would meet me. And because my great devotee has said this, I, who have a loving relationship to all my devotees, must now deliver them. And so you must understand, Krishna moves according to his devotees. If you want to get Krishna's mercy, you must get the mercy of devotees. If you just come alone to him, he would say, this is a fallen soul. I mean, he's left me long ago. But the moment you come and there is a devotee with you or behind you or connected with you, then Krishna will accept you. So then Krishna thought, okay, I will deliver them. And he pulled the mortar so that it got stuck between the two trees, and then with one powerful jerk he broke the trees. They came crashing down. It was so loud that for 48 minutes the bridge buses fell and were lying on their side. It was too loud. There was more ear pain than you. No, actually in Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no pain, there is no misery, but still, they passed out. Krishna let them pass out because he didn't want them to see that what would happen next, and that was that the two devatas, they're coming out, circumambulating him and praying that they have good association and that they remember Krishna always and can render devotional service. And Krishna fulfilled all their desires. He gave them his transcendental blessings. But what this the author Satyavrata Muni is saying here is, just like you have delivered these two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva Nala Kuvara, you please in the same way deliver me by giving me your own prema bhakti. He wants this. Now this is very significant, my dear devotees. Some of you who hear this, some of you in the room, you have done devotional or you've practiced bhakti for maybe over 10 years, but still you are really not yet on a platform where you can say you relish Krishna consciousness every moment. Still there are conditions which make your life difficult. And this is because you do service but without prema, without any trace of love for Krishna. And just like a sabji is tasteless without salt, just like a meal is not enjoyable if you are not hungry, and just like reading the scriptures becomes boring if you don't understand anything what you read, the performance of bhakti without a little devotion, love, gratitude, anything, some devotional feelings, is not giving you the full taste. At least not taste big enough that you can leave your material attachments behind. This is what it is. So Satyavrata Muni says, you gave the two devotees, the two devatas, this blessing. You please also give me this blessing, that there is some prema coming to me. Some prema is a high elevated state, but at least some bhakti, some devotion, we should pray like this. So with this prayer I request you to end your day with this prayer and maybe and hopefully by Radharani's Kripa in the months of Kartik, this can be given to you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Lord Damodara ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Krishna, Krishna.